Breakthrough.
You are now listening to Breakthrough News. It's 5 p.m. You're listening to Breakthrough News, and this is The Punch Out. We're following the news all day so you don't have to, giving you everything you need to know about what's in the headlines and what should be. Yes, that's right. We are back with you here on The Punch Out Tuesday, 16th of February, 2021. 2/16/2021. Here we are. Plenty for you here on the show, as we always do. Going to be talking about Israel blocking vaccines for Gaza. Maybe no surprise there, but still terrible. We're going to talk about a story that you probably haven't heard of, but that you need to know quite a bit about. That's Spain jailing a rapper simply for lyrics and tweets. Yes, going to jail for lyrics and tweets. But before we get to either of those two important stories, we want to start off with the fake N95 mask shortage. There's really no shortages at all, but the just fake idea of a shortage, which is being created by capitalism. Well, you have undoubtedly heard about N95 respirator masks. The good ones, you might say. You probably mainly know of them because you've heard they're the best, but for the majority of the pandemic, they were fairly hard to find. Now, the issue for most of it was that there was just simply not that many of them produced, or at least not that many of them produced relevant to the need. Normally, they were actually mainly produced for industrial, not medical needs. And that the United States proper, of course, had limited production capacity, so the ability to just ramp it up would take a second. Now, a year into the pandemic, many hospitals are still rationing N95 masks. And of course, they still aren't stocked everywhere for everyone else either. The Associated Press interviewed 300 hospitals, by the way, and all but two stated that they were still rationing masks. But here's the thing, though, there is no longer a shortage. At the onset of the crisis, obviously, there was money to be made and there was some prodding from the U.S. government as well. So companies started making more masks. Prestige Ameritech, it's making them right here in the U.S., boosted their production from 75,000 N95 respirators a month to almost 10 million N95 respirators per month. They're now making 10 million per month. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health approved 94 new brands, including 19 new domestic manufacturers during the course of the pandemic so that more people could make them. Now, millions of these masks are going into storage. That's where there's going. That's where they are going. As I mentioned earlier, AP, out of 300 hospitals they interviewed, all but two said they were still rationing masks. Some even have up to a year's worth of supplies. Now, this is, of course, crucial because medical workers are supposed to use a mask once, then discard it for maximum safety. The culprit here is that, well, the U.S. government asked factories to make more masks, but then they set up no distribution or even tracking system. And their response so far has been so shambolic, many of these hospitals and others are actually stockpiling the masks for the future because they're afraid there's going to be some surge of virus and another shortage of masks. They have no confidence that the government can manage this issue of shortages. They certainly aren't managing the issue of mass distribution. And the estimates are that something like 100 million N95 masks a month just go totally unused. 100 million masks a month. They're unbought. They're being sent into warehouses. Some of these people are even shipping them overseas because the U.S. government has done absolutely nothing to find a way to distribute these excess masks, over $100 million every month. Now, in early January, a government official was actually asked about this. AP saw some internal documents by another government official. People were saying, what are you doing to tell people that there is no mask shortage? I mean, if people don't know and they think there's, maybe that's why they're not buying them. Maybe that's why things that are happening, people don't know they're out there to be bought. So this government official said, no, we are doing something. In fact, there's an ad that we even took out to alert the medical community that there's excess masks and they should get their purchase on. But as AP noted, that ad was on, quote, page 3 of an obscure newsletter published by a University of Cincinnati toxicologist after a satirical column on chin warmers or improperly worn surgical masks. That's the ad the U.S. government took out to tell people that there are masks out there to be bought. Even worse, since the N95s still appear on the FDA shortage list, because doctors and nurses are saying, well, we still don't have enough, suppliers are limited to how many they can sell. So there's no shortage of masks. But because of the ridiculousness in the distribution of masks, totally uncoordinated by the U.S. government, it remains on the shortage list. And it's harder to then fill the shortage because there's limits on what suppliers can sell. Just a circular firing squad there. Honestly, what better explanation can you really have for how absurdly the U.S. government has responded to the issue of COVID-19? I mean, first of all, since there was no real mask production capacity, they just lied to us all and said, well, you don't even need one. Then the companies make the masks, but there's no system to distribute them, to track them, anything like that. Worth noting here that in the midst of the pandemic last year, Trump was even asked, was the U.S. government going to more aggressively use its emergency powers to intervene in the economy to coordinate the production of all these medical goods? And he said, no, we're not really going to do much of anything because we don't want to impinge on the American free market system. He said exactly, I believe, we don't do that kind of thing here. I guess he means actually do something to help keep people alive. In a logical world, the government would have not only had the masks produced, but also just bought them and distributed them as needed, starting with medical workers, to do everything possible to keep hundreds of thousands of people dying in a worldwide pandemic. They simply chose not to do that, despite the human cost. So certainly blame those government officials, but you also have to blame the capitalist market logic that is the cornerstone of their thinking. Well, large demonstrations have been taking place all afternoon and evening in Spain. Well, in the night in Spain. It was night there, particularly in the Barcelona region and Catalonia more broadly. People are protesting the imprisonment of the left-wing rapper Pablo Hasél, who was arrested this morning to begin a jail sentence of 9 months. What was his crime, you might ask? Well, he wrote and performed a song that criticized the king. He also wrote tweets that criticized the police. Yep, that's right. In Spain, you criticize the king in a song or the cops in a tweet, you can go to jail. Hasél was arrested under the so-called gag law in Spain. It's about 5 years old, and it allows for a just very wide pretext of the state to imprison people for, I mean, just about anything, really. Things like disobeying the police, expressing certain political views that are deemed to be hostile to the state, and all end up being grouped under vague phrases like glorifying terrorism, quote unquote. It's also been used recently to enforce COVID-19 restrictions. It's really a catch-all repressive law there in Spain. Again, it's about 5 years old. Many people have said they would reform it. By now, they didn't. Hasél, who has a strong left-wing anti-imperialist politics about him, has also been active in Venezuelan solidarity campaigns. He's expressed support for Catalonian self-determination and certainly with all that has a long list of very pointed lyrics. In particular, he has used colorful language to describe the corruption of the monarchy. That's a fact, not a conjecture, by the way. Obviously, just you can see towards the end of last year, Spanish king caught up in a big corruption scandal. And also, of course, he is using colorful language to critique not only police actions, but pointing out how many of these anti-democratic parts of the Spanish law, the behavior of the police, and many things like that are direct continuances from the policies of the former dictator and fascist General Franco, and that really the democratic transition in Spain kept a lot more of that fascist state than certainly the Spanish want to admit, but certainly that's normally admitted in the West. Nevertheless, Hasél's case has drawn wide outrage. Many of Spain's most famous actors and musicians have been speaking out against his conviction and against his arrest. It's caused some ruction in Spain's ruling coalition today. The leading socialist party, which claimed they were going to change the law, but they took no action to do so, has been taking some fire from their coalition partner, Podemos, also a left-wing party, for refusing to seriously address the law. They're claiming they're going to move some things, Podemos, to address it, but no one knows exactly when. It also comes as Catalan independence parties increase their seats in regional elections held this past weekend, which has raised tensions even further around the sort of broader issue, of course, of Catalonian independence, but really more specifically to this, around the heavy-handed police activity that has been used against independent supporters. And Hassel actually is not the only artist to be caught up like this. Another rapper was actually forced to flee to Belgium in 2018 over similar issues. Now, the whole world is hearing constantly about Alexei Navalny being imprisoned in Russia, something that was denounced by Spain's foreign minister, in fact, and is all over the U.S. media and being denounced by every U.S. political figure. But I've heard almost nothing from any of those people, any of them, about Pablo Hassel. Where are all the human rights defenders in the U.S. Congress and the European Parliament on this one? I guess they're just hiding behind the double standards they've set up to criticize the rest of the world. Well, the Israeli government is engaged in a blatant war crime right now, withholding COVID-19 vaccines from the people of Gaza. That is not hyperbole. It is unequivocally against international law to deny medical aid to an occupied people. So let's just be clear. The withholding of vaccines from Gaza by the Israeli government is a war crime. No doubt about it. Currently, about 1,000 doses of the Sputnik V vaccine meant for frontline healthcare workers in Gaza. It's being held up by Israel that controls all access to the besieged Gaza Strip and routinely blocks medicines and medical equipment in order to increase the suffering of the people in Gaza. The Gaza Strip has actually yet to receive any vaccines at all, despite the fact that the occupying power of Israel has secured huge amounts of various vaccines and is rapidly vaccinating its own citizens. The Israelis are claiming, no, we're not blocking the shipment. We're just deciding whether or not to block the shipment. I don't know what sort of distinction that is, but that's what they're telling people. But nevertheless, even just thinking about blocking it and thus de facto blocking it is in fact a war crime. It really is just an international scandal of the greatest proportions that Israel has become the so-called world leader in vaccinations, but has pointedly refused to provide any real assistance to the Palestinian areas it occupies and totally controls. Instead, they've blamed the Palestinian Authority, which has limited funds and little to no actual control over what's happening in Palestine. Clearly, what's happening here is the Israelis are using vaccines as yet another leverage point, like water, like food, like the building of houses or access to building materials, like freedom of movement, access to medical care, and so on and so forth. Again, as a point of leverage against Palestinians, demanding they behave and perform in prescribed ways in order to be able to live anything even close, even a semblance of a normal life. So while sadly this is par for the course as it concerns Israeli occupation policies in Palestine, it's clear enough that this is just yet another manifestation of apartheid policies from the Israeli government.
That's the punch out for today. We're with you Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. here in New York, East Coast Standard Time, 2 p.m. in Los Angeles, Pacific Standard Time, and 9 p.m. GMT. And of course, you can support everything we do here at Breakthrough News at patreon.com/breakthroughnews. It's your patronage that keeps all of our offerings here at Breakthrough News moving forward. And of course, you can check us out across all your social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at BT Newsroom.